From St. Louis Public Radio's Grand Center Studios, welcome to St. Louis on the Air, as we continue our town hall discussion of two of the four statewide issues on the Missouri ballot next week. Yesterday, we discussed Proposition E. It would stipulate that state health care insurance exchanges could only be established by a vote of the people or by legislative approval. We also looked at Proposition A, local control of the St. Louis Police Department. Today, as we continue our town hall discussion, we focus on the remaining two statewide issues. Proposition B would increase the tobacco tax, and Constitutional Amendment 3, it calls for changing Missouri's nonpartisan plan for nominating appellate court judges. I'm Don Marsh. I welcome you in our studio audience and those of you listening at home. Joining me and our town hall audience to discuss Proposition B, the proposed 73-cent a pack increase in the cigarette tax, are Dudley McCarter, a board member with Missourians for Health and Education, and Ron Leone, executive director of the Missouri Petroleum Marketers and Convenience Store Association. Gentlemen, thanks so much for being with us. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Well, as I've asked everyone so far during these town hall sessions, I'll ask you each to begin by making your best case for this proposition. Dudley, I'll start with you.
Thank you, and I'm delighted to do that. Don, Missouri is 49th in per capita funding for higher education. Missouri is 48th in the nation in per capita funding for K through 12 education. We are in the top five of all states in the rate of smoking. And not surprisingly, we are in the top five of all states in our rate of lung cancer and the rate of deaths due to lung cancer. There is one common thread of those statistics, and that is we have the lowest cigarette tax in the nation at 17 cents per pack. The national average is $1.49. Illinois, just across the river, is $1.98. We can reduce healthcare costs in Missouri. Right now, we spend $500 million per year in unreimbursed Medicaid expenses directly caused by smoking. If this passes, as I hope it does, we will eliminate about 30,000 adult smokers. Statistics show that for every 10% the cost of cigarettes goes up, there is a 3-4% reduction in smoking. Over the next 5 years, 40,000 Missouri teenagers will not smoke if this is passed. They would smoke if it is not passed. This is such an important issue for the state of Missouri. It is critical, in my view, that this passes. There was an outstanding guest editorial in this morning's Post-Dispatch by the dean of the St. Louis University School of Health Professions, and it says it all in the headline: vote yes on Prop B to save lives and reduce health care costs. Tobacco tax increase will reduce rates of teen smoking. Missouri is one of only three states that has not increased its tobacco tax in the last 20 years. Obviously, since we're the lowest, those other two states are ahead of us. Even if the tax goes to 90 cents per pack, we will still be in the lower 25% of the cigarette tax across the nation. This is critical. Now, Mr. Leone's group, the Missouri Petroleum and Convenience Store Association, has put out ads. I'm sure every one of you has seen them. They are on the gas pumps throughout the state of Missouri, and they say enough is enough, vote no on Prop B. A couple weeks ago, I was pumping my gas, and there was a guy next to me, and he was looking at that sign right above the gas pump. And I said, how are you going to vote on that? He says, well, I'm going to vote no on Prop B. And I said, why? He said, well, it's a gas tax. I said, no, it isn't. It is a cigarette tax. He said, well, it doesn't say that. And I'd like Mr. Leone to tell us why those ads don't mention cigarettes or tobacco. And the reason is obvious. His association wants everybody to believe it is a gas tax. There's not a single mention of cigarettes or tobacco in those posters that you see on the gas pumps. So I said to the guy pumping gas, I said, you know what? That is a cigarette tax. He says, you're kidding me. He says, all these signs don't even mention that. I say, I know. That's a reason. There's a reason for that. This is the same thing this association did 6 years ago. 90% of the people exiting the polls were asked if they voted no on the cigarette tax and why, and they said, well, we thought it was a gas tax. That's the same manipulation that's going on right now. When I said to this man pumping gas, it is a cigarette tax, and we have the lowest in nation at 17 cents, and if it goes to 90 cents, we'll still be in the bottom 20% of the nation. He said, I'm voting for that. He said, where's the money going to go? And I said, 50% to K through 12 education, because we're 48th in the country right now. And 30% is going to go to higher education, because we're 49th in the nation in per capita funding for higher ed. He said, unbelievable. He said, why would anybody vote no on this? I said, well, that's a question I'm scratching my head about. But the convenience store people would like you to vote no. And will they lose some income? Sure. Because fewer people will smoke cigarettes. That's the goal. But the loss of revenue for the state of Missouri statewide is a pittance compared to the $500 million in unreimbursed Medicaid expenses that this state is paying directly caused by tobacco-related illnesses. Each Missouri household pays annually $565 directly related to tobacco-caused diseases, lung cancer, and other ailments. There are over 100 organizations across the state that have supported this. American Lung Association, American Heart Association, American Cancer Society. Unlike Mr. Leone's group, they're not going to gain a penny if this passes. But you know why they're in it? Because they want to see the health of Missourians improve. They want to see a reduction in lung cancer and smoking. That's why they're involved. And finally, the most recent ads that you'll see on TV, I saw one last night. There's a chalkboard, and an individual from Mr. Leone's organization says, this money isn't going to go to education, as they tell you. And he circles a blackboard. You've probably seen it. It says, vote no. Well, that's a falsehood also. I've read this legislation. It creates a special trust fund for health and education. And I know how trust funds work. I was chair of the Children's Trust Fund. This statute prohibits the Missouri General Assembly from using these funds for any purpose other than as outlined in the statute, 50% for K through 12, 30% for higher ed, and 20% for smoking cessation efforts. This is so critical to the state of Missouri. I'm urging everyone to vote for it.
All right. Well, let's hear the other side.
And I'd like Mr. Leone to answer my question about the Enough is Enough campaign.
Okay, I'm sure if he takes as much time as you did, Dudley, I'm sure he'll have time.
If he answers that question as why tobacco is not mentioned in that
okay,
post,
let him do it.
Dudley,
you've
had your time. Give me an opportunity. Don, thank you and St. Louis Public Radio for the opportunity today and for everybody here today as well as listening. I hope you listen to what you hear today and make an educated choice on November 6th. The key is to make sure you vote. Your question, Don, or what are the reasons why we think Proposition B is bad for Missouri? There's essentially three reasons. The first are economic reasons. The second are the diversion reasons and all the misleading and false promises we've all lived through with respect to the lottery and casino gaming. And then, as you saw from Dudley's presentation, there was a lot of misleading statistics and facts and promises that are being bantied about. And hopefully in today's conversation, we'll be able to focus on those. In my initial statement, let's talk a little bit about the economics. First, Proposition B, Don, respectfully, you were wrong. It's not a 73-cent increase. It's higher than that. Proposition B is actually a 760% tax increase. It's the largest tax increase in Missouri's history. Increasing any tax at this point in our history, especially when unemployment is high, housing prices are low, no one can afford to retire, is a pretty bad idea. So many people think this is a bad idea. You have a divergent number of people, not just the people that Dudley represents that actually benefit from Proposition B, but you got Governor Nixon who thinks it's a bad idea. You have his competition in terms of candidate Spence. You have the Farm Bureau, Right to Life, other groups like that that are against this that don't actually have skin in the game, unlike Dudley's clients. Economics. We go from the lowest tax in the region, which is the only metric I care about. I don't care about our national average. I don't care about how we compare to New York City or Connecticut or Oregon. I compare about how do we compete with our eight border states. Right now, we're the lowest. We think that's a good thing. It drives economic development from Illinois, Kansas, et cetera. They come into Missouri, they purchase our products, then they go home and they don't want any services. Proposition B, if it passes, we go from the lowest in the region to being higher than four of our eight border states. What does that mean? All the consumers from Kansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Nebraska stay home. It reduces the advantage we have over the other four border states, which means less customers are going to be coming over here. And when they come into our state, they don't just purchase tobacco products. They fill up their car. They do other things, which obviously drive a lot of economic development and tax revenue for those types of things. The consequences of an outrageous and unfair 760% tax increase are huge, unlike what Dudley wants you to believe. We will have businesses close as a result of Proposition B. People will be let go. They will be unemployed. Consumers obviously are going to pay a lot more if it's a 760% tax increase. And unlike what Dudley and the proponents want you to believe, that this is a tax you can vote for and somebody else pays, we hired an economist to do a simple calculation. We used the proponents' calculations that 157 million fewer packs of cigarettes will be sold in the state of Missouri if Proposition B passes. What are the consequences to sales tax revenue? Not tobacco tax, which will go up if you're increasing it by 760%, but sales tax. Sales tax for state and local coffers will decrease by at least $67 million a year. That's spread across the state, the counties, the cities. All of us are going to be filling that hole literally for decades to come. So when they tell you you don't have skin in this game and that somebody else will pay this tax, I'm telling you that that's too good to be true because it is too good to be true. Let's talk about some of the misleading statistics, what Dudley was saying. He's talking about how not only are we the lowest in the country, which, again, we think is a good thing. That's not the metric that we think is relevant to this debate. He's talking about how much it costs to smoking and tobacco costs Medicaid or individual families. What he doesn't tell you is the next step. Not one dime of this tax increase goes to offsetting any of those costs. Let me say that again. Not one dime. So while he uses that as a political shield, he uses that to gin up political support, it's important for you to understand none of this money goes to treating that sin. And we think if you're going to have a sin tax, at least have the courage to try and cure the sin associated with it. And this ultimately comes down to a special interest tax increase that's being pushed by the very people that are supporting it because they do have skin in the game. They will profit from it. One last final thought, and then I'm sure we'll be opening up to many other things. We all remember the difficult lessons we learned with casino gaming and with the lottery. Promises were made. Education funding will be increased, and everybody will be happy when these things happen. What we've learned is that money is diverted in Jefferson City. Money that's supposed to go to X goes to Y. Money that goes into general revenue goes to a variety of other places. Dudley is wrong. I respect his legal skills, but he doesn't know anything about Jefferson City. I'm telling you right now, we literally have the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, who's my senator in Columbia, Senator Schaefer, who said in the newspaper in Columbia the other day that while this is will give us some guidelines as to what to do with the money, we can do whatever we want with the money. They can put it into potholes. They can put it into prisons. They can do whatever they want because their authority is constitutional as legislators, and this is statutory. So all of the broken funding promises we had with casino gaming, with the lottery, we've been burned twice. How many times do we have to be burned before we learn as citizens to stop putting our hand in the fire?
All right.
If I could respond.
Of course.
Maybe I heard it wrong, but I'm not sure. Maybe the audience can help us. Did I hear why nothing is mentioned about cigarette or tobacco tax in your Enough is Enough posters? Did I hear that?
And I'll take questions from you outside.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. obviously, the intent of those posters is to make people think it's a gas tax. A couple replies. If the statistics are true, as Ron said, that this will cost $67 million in Missouri revenue, we're going to save, over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, $532 million per year in Medicaid costs that cost every family in Missouri $567 per year. Even if that statistic is true, I'll take that. I'll take that as a trade-off. That's a net of about $430 million that goes into the state.
So you're saying taxes will go down for non-smokers if this bill passes? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm telling you, unreimbursed Medicaid expenses in the state of Missouri are $532 million per year, directly related to smoking.
How much of this money goes to that?
One at a time, please.
Directly related to smoking.
How much of this money goes to that?
20% goes to smoking prevention and cessation efforts.
Right.
National health statistics, Ron, show that if you prevent an illness on the front end, as this is intended to do, that is a lot better off and a lot cheaper than if you treat it on the back end.
So that's zero, is what you're saying, goes to actually treating tobacco-related diseases.
Well, let me tell you. Because smoking is going to be decreased, organizations that you call special interest who are making a profit, I assume you're referring to the American Lung Association, American Heart Association, American Cancer Society.
They have skin in the game.
Well, you said the special interest groups were going to make a profit on this. Those folks are not making a dime of profit. They're charitable organizations, and their goal is to improve the health of Missourians, and that's why they're behind this. One final comment. There are four states that represent 75% of the geographical border of Missouri that are above this 90 cents. Iowa, $1.36. Illinois, $1.98. Arkansas, $1.15. Oklahoma, $1.03. 75% of the geographical borders of the state of Missouri has a tax that is significantly higher. Kansas is lower. It is 79 cents. And will a few Kansans stay in Kansas and not buy cigarettes in Missouri to avoid paying another 11 cents? Probably. But, again, the trade-off of how much we're going to save on Medicaid expenses, how much we're going to improve the health of Missourians, we're going to cause 30,000 adults to quit smoking, 40,000 teenagers in the state of Missouri over the next 5 years to not start smoking by this tax increase. This is critical for the health of Missouri, and it's not a special interest push.
Don, it's absolutely a special interest. They are spending $8 million to get this on the ballot and pass this measure. This is not something that went through the people's voice in Jefferson City, our senators and our representatives. This is not something that's been debated. This is not something that the people have had an opportunity for public comment and input, except at the polls next Tuesday. So for Dudley to stand up here and say that this is not a special interest tax increase is laughable on its face.
Ron, let me put this question to you from Christy, which has been put to you before. Maybe we can get the answer. What is your advertising strategy? Why don't the ads mention tobacco?
Because we are focused on the size of the tax increase and the economic consequences of the tax increase. And we were sure that the proponents would be focusing on the tobacco aspects of it and trying to mislead people as to where the money is going. So we are staying with our common theme and with our limited presence on a billboard or on a sign, and we direct people to our website in which it's clearly stated that this is a tax increase on tobacco products, not just cigarettes, because you may not know this, it taxes cigars and roll-your-own tobacco, and not only the lesser brands of cigarettes, but also the major brands. And that's the one thing, Don, that you were mistaken about. Every cigarette that's a major brand that you've probably heard of, that's the 73-cent increase. That goes from 17 to 90. But the lower-tier value cigarettes, which you've probably never heard of unless you're a smoker and I'm not, that goes from 17 to $1.47. It's a $1.30 increase per pack on those cigarettes, which is how we got the 760% figure.
All right. Dudley, anything to respond to there?
Well, what I think is laughable is that Mr. Leon wants you to think that they're being truthful and accurate. Most people don't go to a website. Every single poster, every single billboard does not mention cigarettes at all. And they are carefully placed on every gas pump and right next to a gas pump. And the example I gave you moments ago, that was just one of about 10 people I've talked to. Every one of them has said, well, that must be a gas tax, and I'm going to vote no for it. And when I've told them it's a cigarette tax, they said, oh, I didn't know that. You can't tell this from the poster. I said, of course you can't tell. But it's not an empirical study, but 10 out of 10 people said, now that you've told me it's a cigarette tax, I'm going to vote for it. It doesn't say cigarette or tobacco on there at all. And I said, yeah, that was by design. That's a misleading advertisement. And they said yes.
I have a question here. We've cited many statistics, but the question reads, in other states, do these tax increases prevent tobacco consumption, number one? And I would add to that, what about the health statistics in these states? What do we know about that?
Well, the answer, Don, is yes and yes. I'm not an expert on the actual health statistics, but I can tell you nationwide, every study shows, as I mentioned moments ago, for every 10% you increase the cost of a pack of cigarettes, 3 to 4% of the smokers will quit smoking. And there's another statistic that shows an equivalent number of teenagers who will not start smoking. And, of course, most addictive smokers, and it's addicting, most addicted smokers start out as teenagers and can't quit. So when you stop the teenage population from smoking, and 9,500 Missouri teens start smoking every year in Missouri, statistically, 75 to 80% of them continue smoking for the rest of their life because they're addicted. So when you can reduce the number of teenagers who start smoking every year, it's not going to happen overnight, but over the next 4 to 5 years, you're going to see a dramatic reduction in smoking, and you're going to see a dramatic reduction in lung cancer in the state of Missouri, where I said we are now in the top five of smokers and lung cancer. That's not a statistic we should be proud of when we're 49th in per capita funding for higher education and K through 12 education.
Don, the only thing I'm an expert on is that if you increase taxes by 760% on a product, you are going to decrease demand. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That doesn't mean overall demand is going to decrease, because people are going to find tobacco products in our now cheaper border states if Proposition B passes, or they'll go to alternatives, kind of like the roll-your-own tobacco and cigars and things like that, which are taxed at a lesser rate. So I'm not an expert. Dudley admitted he was, so I don't know, have any idea whether or not the statistics he's saying are true. But I am saying 760% tax increase, less product is going to be sold, no doubt about it.
It's been suggested that perhaps I should read the Proposition B so that people who might be confused about some of the things that have been said here might better understand it. The official ballot title, shall Missouri law be amended to create the Health and Education Trust Fund with proceeds of a tax of 0.0365 per cigarette and 25% of the manufacturer's invoice price for roll-your-own tobacco and 15% for other tobacco products. Use fund proceeds to reduce and prevent tobacco use and for elementary, secondary, college, and university public school funding. And increase the amount that certain tobacco product manufacturers must maintain in their escrow accounts to pay judgments or settlements before any funds in escrow can be refunded to the tobacco product manufacturer, and create bonding requirements for these manufacturers. Just lost me right there. I don't know about other voters. Estimated additional revenues to state government, $283 million to $423. What is this escrow thing? We have a question about that. What is that all about?
Escrow, I think what they're saying at the escrow is what I was talking about with those lower value cigarettes, in which they're being taxed at a higher rate and being forced to comply with the master settlement agreement, which is something the big tobacco companies entered into in the late 90s and the early 2000s, which is also why big tobacco is standing out of this particular tax increase and is actually supporting it. So politics and strange bedfellows. You have the American Cancer Society and big tobacco supporting Proposition B, which should give all of us a little bit concerned as to what exactly it does. But essentially, it rises the level, the cost for those value brands, and therefore decreases the competitive advantage they have over big tobacco right now, which is why big tobacco is standing down and is not opposing Proposition B.
I agree with part of what Ron said. This is intended to correct a loophole from the Master Tobacco Settlement Agreement of about 18 years ago, and Ron is correct, that the large tobacco companies are paying into that. The lesser known, the hybrid brands, whatever you want to call them, are not paying into it, and it will close that loophole so that all tobacco companies pay into it. I disagree with his statement that big tobacco companies are supporting this. They are certainly not supporting it, but they're not throwing the money into it to defeat it like they did 6 years ago.
Just do a Google search. You'll see I'm right.
Have we fully answered the question, Dudley, with regard to the state's ability, in spite of the way that this proposition is written, that it could change where it would send any revenues received as a result of this tax?
Well, I believe we have addressed it, Don, and I can read you the legislation right here.
But I mean, I know what it says, but doesn't the state have the legislature have the ability to change that at some point?
Well, I guess the legislature can try to do anything it wants, as we've seen in the past, and it could be challenged.
So it's not necessarily written in stone. It's there, but like anything, it can be changed.
Well, I don't know of any legislation that's written in stone. With the Missouri General Assembly, anything is possible, and then it may take some court action to correct some legislative action that was unconstitutional or unlawful. But as written, this establishes a trust fund for the specific uses that are stated, and it specifically says that the Missouri General Assembly is prohibited from using any portion of these funds to direct into the general operating budget. Now, could the Missouri General Assembly try to change it? I guess they could. But I'm confident that this is as strong of language that you could legally have to set up a trust fund with your state to prevent the legislature from trying to do something.
It's actually worse than that, Don, because up until about a week or so ago, I've been saying that this will actually give more money to education, but current appropriations for education could be diverted elsewhere. Come to find out, all our legislators, including our chair of our Senate Appropriations, says not only can they divert current education appropriations, but they can ignore Proposition B and the directives within the law because, again, their authority is constitutional and this is statutory. So it's even worse than I thought it initially was with my first set of arguments with the people I've been debating up until today. And now it's not only that current appropriations can be diverted for education, but also the Proposition B money can be diverted as well. It's even worse than I thought.
Also, I'd like you to clarify something you said earlier on. You indicated that many of your members would have to go out of business.
Correct.
As a result of this. Are you saying that because they would be selling fewer cigarettes, that would cost them their businesses?
Absolutely, because on an average basis, your convenience store, the profit for a convenience store gas station typical is about 20 to 25%. If you're reducing or eliminating 20 to 25% of your profit margin overall at a store, it's going to have severe economic consequences. And Dudley kind of overshadowed something or just kind of brushed over it. He said that we're going to be higher than Kansas. All of my members along the Kansas border right now draw that traffic from Kansas, and they're not, the Kansas residents are no longer going to come into our state to purchase their products if they're going to be spending more money here. I mean, it just makes sense. They're going to stay home. There's going to be consequences to that economic decision. From Obama on down, all we've been hearing about is small business, jobs, economic development, and when you look at Proposition B, it fails all three of those tests because it's simply too big and too dangerous for Missouri.
Dudley, one of the things that we hear from time to time with regard to this is the fact that poor people will be hurt disproportionately by this, poor people who smoke.
I guess any sales tax increase is repressive or regressive with respect to lower-income folks, and I don't dispute that. The lower-income folks who quit smoking will ultimately benefit by this and hopefully use the money that they've saved on smoking for healthier products. But I'm not going to tell you that a sales tax does not have a regressive component. It does, and lower-income folks who smoke will proportionately pay more out of their checkbook or their paycheck than higher-income folks. But the goal is to stop people from smoking. They'll be healthier, the state will be healthier, and I think that's a trade-off that is worth taking. If lower-income folks quit smoking at a higher rate, their health is going to be better.
Ron Dudley started this conversation. We have to end it, but I'll give you a few seconds to put your cap on this.
Yeah, I mean, this is your kitchen table moment. This is the opportunity when you're sitting at home wondering why government got so out of control and why things are so crazy. This is something that seems innocuous to begin with, something you think you can vote for that the other guy pays for. We all have skin in the game when it comes to Proposition B. Enough is enough. Tell government to vote no on Proposition B, and I wish all of your listeners will do that.
All right. Well, they'll have a chance to do that on Tuesday. Ron Leone and Dudley McCarter, thank you so much for being with us and giving us the benefit of your expertise on this particular issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Don.
When we come back, we'll discuss Amendment 3, the proposal to change the way appellate court judges are selected in Missouri. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWNU.